السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وبه نستعين، صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Honorable Ulama Kiram, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again in our life. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, given us one of the greatest opportunity to reach the month of Ramadan. The sayings of Sahabas recorded, 6 months before Ramadan, Sahabas begin making dua, Balighna Ramadan, Balighna Ramadan. Companions of Prophet, 6 months before Ramadan, start asking Almighty Allah, O Allah, make us reach the month of Ramadan, make us reach the month of Ramadan. One of the companions of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a dream with regard to two companions who passed away. One was a shaheed, a martyr. Another person lived a little longer and then passed away a natural death in his bed. He happens to dream, you know, in his dream, he happened to see that the person who passed away later enters Jannah first. Next morning he comes, he was discussing this dream with his companion, and he was shocked because a shaheed, a martyr, supposed to enter Jannah first. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by. He asked, what's wrong, what's going on here? Then he relayed his story, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, isn't that person spend more Ramadan than the martyr? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the month of Ramadan, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us a long life. It's an opportunity for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to benefit from these months. And there is another hadith, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. There is moments, there is signs, special moments with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In those moments, actually that time, if you get the opportunity to breathe, if it happens, just imagine, every night is a great night. Every night there is a night of, the time of the Tahajjud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. But if that night happens to be the night of Laylatul Qadr, how great it is. Can we compare, the time, a second of Laylatul Qadr with other nights? So we need to be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is giving us this moment. Oh Allah, we need to keep asking, oh Allah, multiply our rewards, and oh Allah, bless us with many more opportunity to reach the month of Ramadan. And there is a very famous popular hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting in to the minbar. Then he was sending, he said, Ameen 3 times. And one of that, a man happens to reach the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan leaves him while he's not forgiven. Allahu Akbar. And may Allah's curse, may His, curse and vow be upon him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? Ameen. That means, all those three opportunities, once he happened to, you know, reach, he had parents who are old age, who have reached old age, and that he misses to get Jannah, the pleasure of Allah through that parents, that you know, is the most unluckiest person. And then, a person in his company, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name has been mentioned and he missed to say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. So this is very easy way of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an opportunity for us to enter Jannah in an easy way, and it is given to us in a platter, and then we don't make use of it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq that we spend the remaining month of Ramadan. Actually, it will go very quick. Tonight is going to be the sixth night. That means just 1 week is done. This remaining 3 weeks, before even we realize, we'll reach the last 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to spend every single second in this month of Ramadan and in this life. Actually, this very life, it's very, very valuable. The time that Allah has given us, the life that Allah has given us in this world, very valuable. Because when you go to Akhirah, you have enough time. There's no death for you. But you cannot go there and rectify anything here. You cannot go there and do any amal. Opportunities will not be given. And every single soul who have missed out here, we'll be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوْقِنُونَ فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوْقِنُونَ Allah, send us back. Let us become very, you know, send us back, نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. All our action, all our good deeds, gonna be salih. Obedient to you, good deed, righteous deed. إِنَّا مُوْقِنُونَ Indeed, we are in firm conviction. Now we are witnessing what it is. Sometimes we go deeper in certain small things in our life and we miss the bigger picture. We're so busy running in day to day our needs filling, and then we forget the entire bigger picture and the purpose of this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan so that we pause little and we reflect and we start seeing the bigger picture. Oh, this is not everything. I need to prepare myself for Akhirah. I need to connect myself to our Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us and He wants us to rush towards forgiveness. سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Rush towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rush towards forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, once I happened to go and talk to some youngsters with regard to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and مغفرة. In the gathering, there was one young man, very active young man. He said, Shaykh, I have a question. Why should I ask forgiveness? I have not done anything wrong. I have not done anything wrong. Why should I ask forgiveness? I'll be getting this question sometime. You know, when we look back, did I do anything wrong? Because we live in a world, right and wrong is decided based on only certain moral values and certain standards. What is right and what is wrong is decided by our custom where we are now. And we look at that, what am I doing? I'm not harming anyone. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm living on my own. I'm not bothering anybody. Why should I ask forgiveness? And what wrong did I do to the Creator Almighty? This type of questions, you know, Shaitan will just creep into our mind. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most closest servant to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah wa Rasul. The most beloved to our Creator Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he say? Did he do any wrong? Did he do any mistake? Did he sin? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted his ma'soom, he is protected from disobeying. He cannot. Allah protected him. Allah protected sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's soul. Allah protected him from his birth. Allah protected right through ma'soom. And all anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. All prophets are protected. That is one of their special characters. If they are prophets, they are ma'soom. They are protected. That's the main differentiation between us and the Prophet. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he said that, I used to ask forgiveness every day more than 70 times. More than 70 times. So why did he ask? Do we have an answer why we ask forgiveness? We pray, we say salam, completing our salah, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, and then what? First, immediate, you know, utterance which is supposed to come from our mouth is what? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I seek forgiveness. Oh Allah, I seek forgiveness. Why? Did we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or we obeyed Him? We obeyed Him. So why do we do istighfar? We go to washroom, when we come out, the first word, Ghufranak. Ghufranak. Forgive me. Your forgiveness. That's what we are saying. Ghufranak. I'm in need of your forgiveness. Why? Did you do anything wrong? That we just respond to the call of our nature. And one of the promises in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have belief, faith in me, and you believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the first gift I give you is maghfirah, forgiveness. And without maghfirah, without forgiveness, that we will never ever be able to enter Jannah. Our last journey in this world, what is it? Our last salah. Actually, we won't pray, others will pray for us. What is the salah? Salatul Janazah. In Salatul Janazah, we could have asked so many things. But Prophet taught us one thing. What you should ask for your brother and sister? Forgiveness. Allahumma ghfir lahu warham. Forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahma and maghfir. Allahumma ghfir lahu warham. Allahumma ghfir laha warham. And everywhere when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about reward, lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun kabir. Lahum maghfira wa ajrun kabir. For them, those who do righteous good deeds, for them there is forgiveness and ajrun kabir and great reward. In every single thing, the maghfirah, forgiveness is connected. Why is that? We do salah and we ask forgiveness. Ulama Kiram explained, and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also explained. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert and struggle in night prayer so much that, you know, when he became older in his age, his feet starts getting swollen, but he's still struggling and he makes sure that he stands and prays, you know, not sitting. And then Aisha radiallahu anha asked, Rasulullah, why are you struggling? Why are you going through so much of difficulty? Isn't it Allah has forgiven you? Allah has forgiven you. So do you need to go through so much of struggle? So much of difficulty? What was the response of Bilal Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did he say? He says, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. I want to be what? Grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grateful servant. You know why we need to ask forgiveness? We're supposed to spend every single second in our life. And we're supposed to, you know, inhale and exhale, breathe every single breath in and out by being grateful and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have failed in doing that. That is the greatest crime. Allah is our Lord. He has given us every single thing without even asking. He created us as the most greatest creation on this earth. He created this entire heaven, this entire system. You know, this ecosystem runs just for us. The life of this universe is human being, insan. The humanity. If humanity doesn't exist, if human life doesn't exist, the world will not exist. The world will not exist. Allah has connected the entire nature, the ecosystem. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. I have created for you, to you. مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. And whatever in this earth. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. In the heavens and earth, the entire system Allah created this, you know, it's preparation for us. We are here in this earth as a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has taken responsibility of saying that, you know, I take care of you. Don't worry about your rizq. So you go to a house as a guest. You're not going to ask the host, hey, what I'm going to eat? Am I getting breakfast today? You're not going to ask the host. It's going to be very rude if you ask that. Right? He is hosting you. He has invited you. Are you, if you ask the host, am I getting breakfast? Am I getting, you know? It's going to be very rude. We are on this earth. Allah has placed us. He created us. He has placed us in this earth. We are as His guests, and He has, you know, prepared every single thing for us. Even the difficulty that we are going through, that is the nature of this world. That, you know, Allah created, and Allah created this body, so that we go through pain and joy, both. We need to experience. Our soul and body has to experience pain and joy. It's after pain, there is joy. A mother goes through 9 months of struggle, and the, you know, the confinement date comes, the delivery moment comes, she goes through extra struggle and pain, and she gives birth, and then the joy, Allahu Akbar. Actually, she's risking her entire life. Childbirth is not easy. She's risking her life, but then through that struggle, Allah gives. And you know, we live in a world now, we are trying to avoid pain. Cannot do that. The whole world, all the intellectuals and everyone is getting together saying, okay, no, human being has to live a pain-free life. No. You can have everything, but still you're going to experience pain and sorrow, difficulties you're going to experience. You know why you do that? That is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are, you know, supposed to thank Allah every single second, but we are unable to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're supposed to spend every single second, every single breath, by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're supposed to spend every single second by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we as human beings, we forget. We forget. In between when we remember, that's the reason, you know, We perform salah. Even in the salah, we supposed to, we come to masjid and we stand in salah to remember Allah and to talk to Him. It's a communication between us and Allah. Right? In Surah Al-Fatiha is a communication. When we read after every single word, Allah is responding. Even at that time, we are very neglectful. Just imagine someone is in front of you and that person is talking to you. You're not giving your attention. It's very rude. Very rude, right? If your mom is talking to you and you are not giving the attention, she get annoyed. If your dad is talking to you and you're not responding, you get annoyed and angry. But you know our Lord Almighty Allah, Allah is so patient and Allah is so generous and Allah is so loving. Just imagine billions of His creation are disobeying Him, but Allah does not stop taking care of them. Allahu Akbar. Every single minute He is actually maintaining us. Our system is being maintained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's keep doing it. He's making sure that every single second we are growing. There's a development taking place in our body. We don't realize. There's a system is functioning in our body. We don't realize. There's so many communication within our organs going on. We don't realize. We are ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Adiyat, very beautifully. You know, if you happen to take, you know, last few surahs in the, you know, Quran, and there's a surah called Adiyat. Allah speaks about a horse and the horse's relationship with his master and how grateful is the horse. And that horse is so grateful to the master and is willing to risk its life. It knows when it's the battlefield, the master say, go. No, you know, there is a danger, but still, it obeys. And Allah mentioned about that. And then you know what, how the episode ends? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُونَ. But indeed, insan, the humanity, the human being, لِرَبِّهِ. For us, there is only one Lord, one Master, is Allah. We are not supposed to be the slave of anyone or anything in this world. Slave for this world, no. Allah, only Allah is our Master. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ to His Lord, لَكَنُونَ. Most ungrateful, Allah Akbar. Allah gives this comparison, you know, beautifully says, how this horse, what is the master of the horse doing it? Just making sure that feeding on time and you know, that's it. But Allah has prepared this entire universe for us. And He has planned everything before even we born, our rizq is taken care. Our rizq is taken care. We are ungrateful to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, I know. We're gonna be very short in our deed. We go to washroom and able to thank Allah for that ni'mah, the blessing. Just imagine, sometimes we think we take it for granted. If the stool doesn't pass, what happens to you? One day, yes. 2-3 days, what happens? You're not gonna be okay. Without any, Allahu Akbar. Allah does not charge anything in this world for all the services what? You have to pay. We pay for all the services. Any human being provide anything for us, what? It doesn't come free. Nothing comes free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When Ibrahim alayhi salam raised his hand, you know, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ibrahim alayhi salam the state of Imam. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam was given that title. When he was given that position, he was لِلنَّاسِ إِمَام. For entire humanity, he was appointed as Imam. Adam alayhi salam is Ab, is the father of entire humanity. But he is not the Imam. Imam of the humanity is who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua. That's the moment. You know, there are moments You need to raise your hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moments of acceptance. The moments of forgiveness. That moment Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. That's the dua. When Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for Makkah, Allah make the Makkah a place of safety and security. Until today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing that safety and security. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters Makkah, they get security and safety and protection. Allahu Akbar. It's a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for Medina, it declared the boundary of Haram, the protection area, the sanctity, the sacred area of Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred, your slave Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for Makkah, I am asking dua for Medina. Allahu Akbar. Compare. You know what Ibrahim alayhi salam, even though Allah accepted everything, when Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua which is against humanity, Allah said, no. He said, Allah only give rizq for those who have iman. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. In Makkah, Allah safety, protection give. And وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ. Allah give rizq for the people of Makkah. مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, from all different kinds of fruits. مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Only to those who believe in Allah and their fear. Allah responds, قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. Immediately, response of Allah. Even those who disobey, reject, I will give them أُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. I will give them, you know, a bit of moment for them to enjoy. In this earth, even you are ungrateful, the whole life, if Allah has given you 60 years, 63 years or 70 years, whole life you live ungrateful. You didn't even say once Allah. But the last moment you realize, and then you begin to say, oh Allah, Allah, and then you say that, Allah will forgive you for your entire life and you will accept Allah. We are in need of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is inviting us. Rush towards maghfirah. Month of Ramadan, kulluhu maghfirah, kulluhu rahmah, kulluhu itqun min al-nar. The entire month is filled with mercy. But according to the hadith, the ulama explained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةً وَأَوْسَطُهَا مَغْفِرَةً وَآخِرُهَا عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. There's a hadith. The first 10 is rahmah, the second, the middle 10 is what? مَغْفِرَةً, and then the last is عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. It means, in these 10, the first 10, excessive of rahmah. But rahmah is there, but special rahmah is descending. مَغْفِرَةً is right through مَغْفِرَةً, forgiveness. But the special maghfirah comes in the first 10. The second 10. Itqum min al-nar. Allah is freeing every single day millions. Millions of his slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive us. And there is a hadith. If the entire humanity, if they stop disobeying Allah, Allah will create a nation who will disobey Allah, and Allah will make them ask forgiveness, and Allah will forgive, because Allah is one of the main sifat is Ghaffar and Ghafoor, the forgiver. He is there to forgive us. And he just wants us to say, O Allah, Rabbi ighfir li. Ibrahim alayhi salam is one of the dua. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah, when we stand on the day of reckoning, the day that we're gonna, our hisab is gonna, our audited report is gonna be presented. Fully, everything is audited. Allahu Akbar. On that day, Allah, please forgive me, my parents, بِغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ and وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ and all believers. And Allah guarantees, as long as you live as a believer, you have faith in Allah, forgiveness is guaranteed. And one of the characteristics of believers, they will never miss to ask Allah for forgiveness. Because that will keep, you know, reminding them, the Akhirah will keep coming in our mind. The episodes of everything what is going to happen in Akhirah, it comes, then we remember it. We say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِي وَالِدَيْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَاللَّهُ forgive me, my parents. Allah forgive me, my children. Allah forgive me, my friends. Allah forgive me and all believers. Every Friday, Khatib is one of the main arkan in the khutbah. If Khatib missed in the last second khutbah, Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat. For all believers, the Khatib supposed to ask forgiveness from Allah. Allah. And month of Ramadan is the month that Allah has given that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine how many seconds that we have lived in our life being so neglectful about the ni'mah. When you see around the heavens and the earth, every single thing, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Every single thing in this heavens and earth is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only time it doesn't glorify, that means it's dead. Except for human being and jinn, the rest are only, you know, right through. Its life mission is what? Glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment it stops, it's dead. That means only when it's dead, it stops. What is it? I used to go in Maldives with, you know, one old gentleman for fishing. You know, while fishing, whenever fish get caught, he say, hey, this guy forgot to say Subhanallah. You know, he used to make, and sometimes I was thinking it's a little funny, but then that's what he got caught. Just imagine when we forget, and every time we forget, and Allah when he snatches us, what happened? Allahu Akbar. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, he gives us chance over and over, over and over, not once. How many Ramadan we would have come? And we made sincere tawbah, yes, many of us. And then, Shawwal, we go back again. Again Ramadan, we come back, sincere. We don't intend you want to go back. Then if you intend going back and do tawbah, then that's not a tawbah. Then you're fooling yourself. You say, okay, in Ramadan, well, let me ask forgiveness. Once the Ramadan is over, I'm going to go back to that. No. You're sincere. You say, oh Allah, please, forgive me. I don't want to go back. My old habits. But you know, we human beings, we go back, we meet our old friends, environment. It's tempting. Again, we happen to fall in. You come back. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us? You need to keep coming back. Don't give up. Shaitan, he will keep fooling you and he will keep trapping you. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeats shaitan. You say, okay, but you know, the one who has faith in me, who is real sincere, they will come back and ask forgiveness, I will forgive them. The entire effort of shaitan is waste. Very, very important. We raise our hand and make istighfar. You know, istighfar, when you have a people who do istighfar, one of our ustaz says, based on the Quran, as is the barakah of prophets is our presence, when there is people who are making istighfar is in our presence. Allahu Akbar. Allah's azab or punishment does not come. Everything Allah has protected us, you know, is happening, so much of injustice happening. So much of disobedience happening. There is a group who is keep making istighfar, because of that only Allah's mercy is descending. Because of their istighfar, every one of us are protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful, very generous. You know, in amongst us, if there is one sincere person who is making istighfar, with his sincerity and istighfar, Allah will forgive all of us because we were together. There's a beautiful hadith. Angel came and then people were gathered and they were remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel and said, okay, kumu maghfuran lakum qad buddilat sayyi'atikum alhasanat. Now once the gathering is over, we were sitting remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or connecting the Quran and the hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the angel gives glad tidings, Kumu, now all of you dispatch, stand up and go, Maghfuran lakum, and all of you are forgiven. Not only forgiven, قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمُ الْحَسَنَاتِ, even all your disobedience, your sins, all your guna, all your sins, has converted into hasanat. Allahu Akbar. How merciful. This is the word of Afu. In Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, what should I ask Allah if I happen to read the night of Laylatul Qadr? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say ask for Jannah. What did he teach? Allahumma innaka afuun, yuhibbul afu, fa'afuun. Allah, you afu. You afu. You're the most forgiving. Afu is the most forgiving. Extreme level of forgiveness. Afu means not only forgiving, it converts our sin, disobedience into good deeds. That's what afu. It wipes it off. It is taken away. Tuhibbul afu. And Allah, you love afu. The act of forgiving another person. The character of afu, you love it. Fa'afu anni, please forgive me. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't teach anything on if we happen to read the night of Laylatul Qadr, we only supposed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for af and maghfirah. In maghfirah, everything is there. If you want rizq, if you're having difficulty in your sustenance, don't say, oh Allah, razik, please give me rizq. Just make istighfar. وَقُلْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. When there is no rain, then there's a famine and drought. You need rain. What we supposed to do? Istighfar and salatul istisqa. Istighfar will change the entire condition. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah will not punish as long as there's people who are making istighfar. Asking forgiveness is the ibadah, act of worship. Reading Quran is the ibadah. Doing dhikr is the ibadah, and doing istighfar is a one special kind of ibadah where all prophets did that. Yunus alayhi salam, you know, Allah trapped Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the whale, and how Allah, how he came out, and Allah mentioned him, لَلَبِسَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثِ. Yunus alayhi salam would have remained in the, what do you call, in the belly of the whale, till the day of Qiyamah, if he didn't do istighfar. Allah. But Yunus alayhi salam, only one thing he said, La ilaha illa ant. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanak, inni kuntu minal zalim. It's one of the best istighfar. La ilaha illa ant. Allah, no one. There is no one worthy, and there is no Lord, there is no Rabb, there is no God. Subhanak, you're the most, Allah, high, glorified, purified. You know, there's no shortcoming. Subhanak means, Allah, you're the most purified. There's no shortcoming at all. Subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am the one who is the zalim with me. I wronged myself. I am the zalim. I am the oppressor. I actually wronged myself. Istighfar, Yunus alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam's people. Allah told Nuh, if they do istighfar, Allah would have protected. People of Yunus alayhi salam, they disobeyed Allah. They did not accept Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam gave them 3 days and he left. How did they change the condition? By istighfar and tawbah. But istighfar and tawbah. So this is the time that we as Muslim Ummah need to raise our hands. Just imagine what's going around in the world. We cannot do anything. What's happening in Palestine? In the Gaza? Are we able to do anything? We need to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we are living in an era that so much of oppression and injustice happen in front of our own eyes. And we as human beings and we as believers and unable to do. We can only ask Allah for forgiveness and make dua for it. We are so weak. We become so weak. We need to raise our hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah loves that. And this, in Ramadan, we have this opportunity. The time of Sahar. So we wake up, we don't forget one hadith. Inna fi suhuri barakah. There is this. Barakah in the suhur. You want to have, yes, there is barakah. Same time, the suhur, the time is time of istighfar. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In that moment they make istighfar. Make sure that at least 10 times, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. And don't forget, remember all our parents, grandparents, ancestors who have passed away. Raise your hands in this month of Ramadan. And make dua for them, because while they were living, they made dua for us. It is through their dua, it is through their supplication that Allah has given tawfiq for us to obey Him. Sometimes we don't know. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred this thousands of years before Ibrahim alayhi salam dua. He said, Ana da'watu abi Ibrahim. I am the result of the dua of my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. How many years before? It's all, we think, you know, everything is happening, it's just, no, it is happening because of the righteous people and the Prophet's dua. If we happen to recognize Allah and we are living while having faith, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the dua of our ancestors, dua of the Prophet. So we should never ever forget to make dua for them in return. They are in need of our dua. So istighfar, make dua, Rabbi ighfir li wa li walidayya. And what do? When we go to graveyard, we say salam to them and we ask forgiveness for them and for us. Forgiveness for them and for us. So when you go there, you know, in Surah Al-Haqqa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Day of Qiyamah, what happened. And then the Book of Deeds will be presented in right hand for some of us. May Allah protect and may Allah grant for all of us. Allah should present our deed, you know, the Book of Deed in our right hand, inshallah. Some people, their Book of Deed will be presented in their left hand. Those who are presented in their right hand, it's their entire life. Whatever. There are certain things that only you know about it. Everything will be recorded in that. And you know, the word Quran, it's not just written, it is embroidered. The actions are like, you know, ingrained. You know, embroidery means you stitch it, right? So it's very difficult for you to remove. It's ingrained in it. But the one who receives in the right hand, he will go around everyone and say, Ha umukra'u kitabiya, ha umukra'u. You know, come and read my book, come and read my book. Do you think it's going to be free from sin and this? Every single thing is recorded. There's another verse, what's wrong with this book? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرًا وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever I have done, it is there. What's wrong with this book? You know, if you are forgiven, you know what happens? Your sins will be recorded and Allah will cover that up. So that when you show others, you don't like to show your shortcomings to others. You know, you're not going to show a book which has all your shortcomings in it. But Allah will conceal that. So you're so happy, you see? You're so happy, you're going to show it around and say, Allahu Akbar. Allah says. So my respected brothers, let us, you know, focus every single moment in month of Ramadan and right through. And especially in the month of Ramadan, it's the time of, you know, maghfirah. We are in need of the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgiveness. And especially just before iftar, it's a time for us to raise our hands and make istighfar. Ya wasi' al-fadl ighfir li. Ya wasi' al-fadl ighfir li. The one who is, you know, fadl, the bounty is so wide and so spacious. endless bounty. Allah's bounty is endless. Ighfir li, please forgive me, Allah. And we need to raise our hands and make Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And we need to teach our children. Like I said, you know, every time you say, you know, we are the greatest sinners and we are most ungrateful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ungrateful. But Allah loves us the most. So He's ready to forgive. It's like, you know, I'll just end with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever He used to teach something, and even the Quran, Allah gives certain parables, examples, so that we can feel it. We can understand it. And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, how did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explain to us? He said that 70 times compared to love of the mother, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam multiply that into 70 times. Just imagine, if you take, you compare to the love of the mother, what happens? You can be the most naughtiest child. Every time you do something wrong, you go. But as long as you come back and you hug your mom, kiss your mom, and you know, you kiss her feet and hands and you say, please mom, please forgive me, please forgive me. Maybe a day or two, maximum 3 days, she's going to be holding on, and after that she bursts out crying, and again she'll say, oh my child, come my child. Right? Sometimes fathers may stay a little longer. They may show their anger longer, but not the mothers. And in fact, the mothers love the most naughtiest child in the house. The good child at home gets annoyed. This fellow does everything, but he gets all the care and love. He gets all the care and love, but he's not performing well in the studies and everything. But one thing, as long as you come back to your mom, you hug your mother, you ask forgiveness, your mother will forgive you. Because her love will get you. And just imagine, and just multiply that 70 times, and Allah loves us more than our own mother. Just feel that. Just, you must try and feel it. Some of us, you know, we live in a time, these days sometimes our mothers are so busy with technology as well. They don't have time to express love for the children. So when the children don't experience the parents' love, when the children don't experience the mother's love, they will never be able to experience Allah's love. In this world, the mothers are like the shadow. That's the door for us too. You know, access to Allah is that Allah has created certain things in this world. The creation is the door for us to access Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at the heaven and seeing the greatness of heaven, it is the way that we understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we experience the love of the mother, then we know, oh, multiply that. And just imagine, Allah is Ghaffar. As long as we go back to Him, Allah doesn't like the one who is arrogant, who shows himself like, you know, Allah wants us to go and humble front of Allah. You know, some of the, you know, you get the smart guy, he doesn't go and humble himself front of his mother and father. He thinks he's the smartest guy, he's doing everything right. So mother and father is indebted to him. There are some children, they have that attitude. May Allah forgive, you know, whatever it is, we remember we need to go and humble ourselves front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, forgive me. I'm not worthy. We are not worthy of anything. We are not worthy of anything. Without asking, Allah has granted us every single thing in this world. And whatever we get is that it is a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to ask for this. Go back to Him. Let me conclude with this. Shaitan comes and plays with us. There are some sinners, they are more closer and beloved to Allah than some people who are doing good deeds. Their good deeds makes them arrogant, make them feel that they are greater, that through their good deeds they earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some people, through disobedience of Allah and then humbling themselves front and asking instead of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the qurb of Allah, it's not. We are trying, you know, but shaitan will come and play with us. He'll come and say, oh, you know, I stand the whole night, whole Ramadan. This guy didn't stand. You can never ever get that. It is Allah's invitation. You didn't come on your own. You came because Allah invited you. So you need to be grateful to Allah. There is no greatness not attached to you. Without invitation of Allah, nobody is able to walk in. This is the house of Allah. House of Allah. Without the invitation and blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never able to fast. Nothing. Not even a single good deed. Just to say Alhamdulillah, we need the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawfiq of Allah. So when Allah gives you opportunity, you need to humble yourself. So Allah, I am not worthy, but you chose me. Allah, I am not worthy, but you chose me, Ya Allah. Allah, you opened my heart for this hidayah, Ya Allah. I am not worthy. You know what happened to Shaytan? Shaytan claimed entitlement. We are not entitled to anything in this world. Shaytan said, you know, I did so much, I have so much of knowledge, I'm the most obedient servant, and I've been created from the fire. Use all this logic and intellect and saying that I'm smarter, I did so much. So you elevated me, I'm a teacher to the angels. How can I bow in respect to Adam? This is why. The destruction of Shaytan. All his good deeds, all his obedience lead to arrogance and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he earned the curse till the day of Qiyamah. Shaytan is cursed. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. So we need to, you know why we make istighfar after Salah? Because even in Salah, there's so many shortcomings. We don't remember Allah properly. And then we are unable to be, you know, we are not, we cannot be grateful to Allah and thankful to Allah for giving us that opportunity. Just imagine, you know, the president or the prime minister, the king or the queen have one-to-one invitation, calls you for a private meeting. You're not going to walk in with, oh, I'm entitled to do with arrogance. You're going to be so humble, say, you know, you bring a, thank you very much. Because you realize the greatness of the king, you realize the status of it, and you've been invited just to have one-to-one conversation, you're not going to walk in with arrogance, say that, hey, it's my time. Why did you delay so long giving me? No, you're going to be so humble, you're going to be so grateful. Just imagine, every single day, Allah invites you and He gives you opportunity to come to masjid and do sujood. And you need to be humble yourself. Astaghfirullah, Rabbi, Allah, please forgive me. I'm not worthy of it. I'm not worthy, but you invite me. It's, you know, it's your invitation and your love, and Allah, you chose me. So, my dear respected brothers, it's, you know, the moment of iftar is coming closer. This is the time for us to ask forgiveness for us, for entire humanity, all our brothers and sisters. And Allah wants us to forgive. Final conclusion. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? If you want forgiveness from Allah, please forgive your other fellow brothers. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you like that Allah should forgive you? So that فَعْفُوا وَاسْفَحُوا. Forgive others. If you want the mercy of Allah, have mercy on others. So if you want the forgiveness of Allah, forgive others. Don't have any grudge. Don't have any grudge. In month of Ramadan, especially, you have animosity, anger, you have break family ties. You're not going to be forgiven. We need to actually take out of that. You have anything, call them, text them, ask forgiveness. Maybe you have not done anything wrong. Fine. Still ask forgiveness. Then they say, oh, why should I ask? He should ask forgiveness. I didn't do anything wrong. He didn't. No. Ask forgiveness and forgive them. Don't have any grudge. If you forgive the fellow human being, Allah will forgive you. And this is the wa'da of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna wa'da Allah haq. Allah's wa'da is accurate and 100% haq. There is no change in it. There is no change. And Allah will definitely honor. Allah's word is a word. Allah will honor. If you say He's multiplying, He's going to give you, He's going to forgive you, definitely He's going to do it. How He's going to do it, when He's going to do it, we don't know. But He will definitely do it. Allah will definitely accept our dua. So, my dear respected brothers, let us use this moment, and this may be our last Ramadan. Every time, you know, if we want to increase our quality of whatever we do, productivity of whatever we do, we need to actually think about this. Then our quality will increase. Because when we think, a young man is about now 23, he says, oh, I'm going to live another 40 years. So he take it easy. If you say, oh, I'm only going to live 3 days. You're not going to take easy. Just think, you know, tomorrow might be my day. I'm here waiting for that day. Because as a believer, that is the biggest gift. We are waiting for that. Allah's invitation. We didn't come to live here. He came to go back. So, you have to think about it and ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive entire humanity. May Allah grant us hidayah. And may Allah keep reminding us that, you know, we are in need of forgiveness and humble ourselves on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.